Hi, and welcome. You're listening to the X22 Report. My name is Dave, and this is episode 3485BN. Today's date is October 27th, 2024, and the title of the episode is Deep State Does Not Have the Votes, Cyber Exercise Rescheduled, 10 Days, Darkness, Panic in D.C. Let's talk about our health. Countless Americans will waste time, energy, and money this year trying to reduce wrinkles, but failing because they miss the real problem, which is a decrease in their natural collagen reserves. Let me explain. Scientists found that after the age of 20, your body produces about 12% less collagen each decade. If you experience an excess of sagging skin or wrinkles for your age, you may be collagen deficient. Plus, knowing you should supplement collagen isn't enough. You have to use the right types of quality source collagen to have the best chances of reducing the appearance of aging. This is why I take this magic secret powder to revitalize and rejuvenate my skin, unlike typical collagen supplements found on store shelves. This product is highly effective because it combines the top five critical important types of collagen for skin health. It's formulated to help reduce visible signs of aging, reduce wrinkles, promote a youthful glow, promote elasticity, and promote skin hydration. If you want to do your skin a favor, get it today while it's 51% off only at healthwithx22.com. Plus, if you order today, you'll get free VIP live health and fitness coaching for life, a free new ebook titled The 14 Foods for Amazing Skin, a 60-day satisfaction guarantee, and free shipping. Once again, that is healthwithx22.com, or simply click the link in the description. Let's get into the economic collapse, political and geopolitical news. Now, the deep state, the corrupt politicians, big tech, fake news, the puppet masters, they are now panicking. Why? Because Kamala, she does not have the votes they were expecting her to get. And when I say votes, I'm talking about the votes that she would get from her party. What's happening right now, they are losing people in their party. They're losing the independents. And again, if you're going to cheat in an election and you're going to use ballots, you're going to need at least voters on your side so you can actually create the ballots that you need. So if you're continually losing the voters, that means you need to create more and more ballots. And right now, the deep state, they do not have the votes that they need. They're trying everything they possibly can. But again, they picked Kamala. She wasn't voted on to be the nominee. And now they're in trouble. And you can see they're now shifting their plans. They're going to a post-rig system. And I do believe what they're going to try to do is in the next couple of days, they're going to try to shift the narrative. Now, there are rumors out there that the news is holding back the stories about Kamala Harris actually going to Diddy's freak-off parties, which is very, very interesting. They don't want to release that information if this is true, which means they're interfering in the election. It reminds me of the Hunter Biden laptop story. And here we are today. And what's very interesting is that the cyber exercise that was supposed to happen on election day in Atlanta, all of a sudden, DHS said, you know something, because of all the disinformation, we're going to be canceling that exercise and rescheduling it, which means the digital soldiers were able to put out all this information showing that they were having an exercise on election day, which makes no sense whatsoever, unless they were planning to do something. So it looks like the power of the digital soldiers struck again. Now, does this mean they're not going to try to do anything? No, I think they'll still try to do something. I think we know that it's been very, very quiet before the elections. And I do believe when we see something this quiet, it means the deep state players, they are definitely planning for something. Remember that little conversation that Obama and Biden had, and people were trying to interpret or read the lips, and Obama said, we have time. Well, what do you think that means? Does it mean we have time before the election, or we just have time to actually rig it because the certification is on January 6th? And they have November and December. So I think what they're saying is they have time. Now, what's very interesting is that Dan Scavino, he put out a picture of Trump. He has a dark MAGA hat on. It's dark. You could see the shadow of his face. And it says 10 days. And there is a post that says 10 days, darkness, which means they're ready to shift the narrative. They're ready to shift everything because they realize they can't cheat the way they cheated before, which means there is panic in D.C. And I do believe Trump and the Patriots, they knew all of this was coming. They knew that they were going to try to do something like this. They knew that they were going to try to manipulate the elections with a foreign entity. And I do believe we're heading down this path. Now, if Trump and the Patriots know this and they're leading them down this path, they have countermeasures in place. I do believe what we're witnessing right now is the ability to force the enemy down a path to show the people that the elections are fraudulent. The elections are manipulated. The elections, they have been created as a cheating system. And I do believe this is why Trump and the Patriots wanted everyone to vote early. Last time, we waited to go to the election polls. They were able to basically tell everyone that Biden won when they actually brought the ballots in. And you didn't know how many Republicans voted. You didn't know how many Democrats voted. You didn't know anything. You just saw a straight line going up. This time around, it's a little different because now we know how many Republicans, how many Democrats in every state has voted, which is going to make it a lot more difficult for them to cheat. And I do believe this is another roadblock. Remember, everything that Trump and the Patriots are doing, they are setting up roadblocks to make it very, very difficult for them to cheat in the 2024 election. Remember, back in 2020, Trump and the Patriots, they caught them cheating. I think they have all the evidence. But again, you have to prove it to the people. You have to show them. You can't tell them. You have to see it with your own two eyes. And the only way to do this is to actually have another election and have people see it and see what they're about to do. Remember, they've been telling us the elections are secure, that no, there's no way they can be manipulated. It's completely impossible, just like in 2020. We're as secure as 2020. What happens when they tell us the elections are manipulated? What happens when they tell us we don't know who the winner is because a foreign entity was able to manipulate the elections? People are going to call into question, wait a minute, you told us the elections were secure. I mean, Blinken was just out there saying they're making progress in stopping foreign governments, which means the elections aren't secure. And I do believe Trump and the Patriots need to show the people how bad the elections system really is, how bad the cheating really is. And I do believe in the end, everyone's going to realize that it's the deep state who's been telling the big lie. The D's have been telling the big lie. The fake news, they've been telling the big lie. Because remember, if they were truly investigative reporters, guess what they would have done? They would have investigated all this. You know what they would have found out? That yes, this is a cheating system. But they don't want people to know that because they want to cheat. They have to cheat because the people aren't behind them. They install their leaders. And I think we're going to find out just that. And the people that didn't believe there was manipulation, they're going to start to realize there is manipulation. And I think the only way to really do this, just like with the open borders, just like with the economy, just like with war that is happening now out in the Middle East, out in Ukraine, sometimes you got to show the people and sometimes you got to walk through the darkness so you can see the light. And I do believe this is just another phase that the Patriots have set up so people can recognize how the election system actually works and how their cheating system actually works. Just like you saw open borders. When Trump was building the wall, when Trump was saying we have to secure the border, people didn't believe that open borders, just letting all these people in, would destroy the country, would create crime, would use up all the resources, and it would take all different things away from the people. Now people get it because they experience that. Remember, this is still the Great Awakening. People are going to wake up to the fact that the elections, they are not transparent. They're not fair. They're a cheating system. Just like people woke up to the fact that, wait a minute, I thought we're a country which follows the rule of law. People started to realize when they went after Trump, wait a minute, there is a two-tier justice system. I can see that very, very clearly. And I think we're at that point. And I think people are going to see this very, very clearly. And I think from what Scavino put out there, 10 days to the election with Dark MAGA, I do believe we're going to see the deep state players now move their plan forward. We'll be talking about that a little bit later. But first, you could see how the deep state players are trying to really dumb down America. And they like to call everything racist. So this way, we don't learn math. I mean, Obama basically ushered this in with Common Core, and all of a sudden the test score started to go down even further. Actually, when they went ahead and they created the Department of Education, from that time, from 1970 to right now, our test scores, the learning, the ability to learn in school has decreased over time. You would think it would increase with all the money and everything with the Department of Education, but everything has decreased. This is why Trump is saying we need to get rid of the Department of Education. We need to bring it back to the local level where the people have the say. The people say, you know something, this is what we want for our children. Because who knows better than the parents? Nobody. They want their children to succeed. They want their children to become brilliant. They want their children to have all the opportunities. But we're not seeing that today. And what's very interesting is that the Daily Mail put this out and said, now math is racist. Educators condemn a 1 million dismantling racism in mathematics program funded by Bill Gates, which tells teachers not to push students to find the correct answer because it promotes white supremacy. Now, this is an article back from 2021, but again, this has been put into schools, and Ian Miles Trunk responded to this and said, this is critical math. Bill Gates and his ex-wife are promoting this in schools. It's been applied to schools in Oregon. Don Jr. responded to this and said, can someone please tell me what this is supposed to achieve other than really, really, really bad results? That's what it's supposed to achieve. Really, really bad results. And once again, why are they doing this? Because again, they don't want the children who can think logically. They don't want children to understand what's really going on. This is why they're using political correctness. This is why they're using these ridiculous pronouns. Because when you mix up the English language and then people don't know how to actually add 2 plus 2 and they could say 5 is the right answer, well, what do you get for the next generation? You get children that can't think, they don't know how to process anything, and it's much easier to control that generation. And if this continues on over time, you get a nation of morons. That's what they're striving for. And this is why Trump is out there saying that we need to get rid of the Department of Education. We need to bring this back to the local level, and the parents must have a say. And once the funds dry up, and that's really what the Department of Education is, they use the money to control everyone. Remember, the deep state, the criminals, they centralize everything to control what's going on in America. See, our founding fathers, they didn't want centralization. They want decentralization. When the deep state centralized everything, the FBI, the Department of Education, the Federal Reserve, you're able to control everything from the top level. Oh, you want money? Well, you better do what we say. Oh, you want, if you want any type of funds, you better do what we say. This is how they control it from the top. When you get rid of the Department of Education, what happens? Well, now the local level, they're not receiving the funds. So now things can change. You're not going to be teaching what the criminals want you to teach. You're going to be teaching what the parents want to be taught in school. So you could see that these things are going to change rapidly, just like it's changing with the fake news. The fake news is just that. People don't trust it anymore. Trump, when he came into office in 2016, he came out the word fake, the two words, fake news. And people thought, what is he talking about? Fake news? No, I listen to the news. It's fine. But then people started to realize, you know something? It is fake news. And today, people see the news very, very differently. This is why their ratings have been dropping by a lot. Rasmussen Reports on X put this out and said, a majority of voters say it's gotten harder to find political news they can trust. And a third now trust independent online sources the most. That should tell you everything you need to know. And you can see that all these different publications, the Washington Post, New York Times, LA Times, they're not endorsing Trump. They're not endorsing Kamala. And the employees are very pissed off about this. And you can see the owners of these different news organizations, they're looking at the situation and they realize, oh, Trump most likely is going to win. And it's better if we don't endorse anyone. Look at the Teamsters, look at the firefighters, look at the Washington Post, look at the LA Times. They're all doing the same thing. All these people who endorsed Biden, endorsed Obama, Now they're doing absolutely nothing. And you could see that the people who work in these organizations, they're pissed off. Patriots Are Control put this out and said, the Washington Post editor that resigned yesterday says Jeff Bezos blocked the endorsement of Kamala Harris. This is clearly an effort by Bezos to try to get on Trump's good side in advance of his presidency. Apparently, Bezos doesn't think they can pull off the steal. Good sign. It is a good sign. And you can see all these people out there like Ted Lieu, George Conway, Keith Olbermann, Joan Walsh, they are panicking like we haven't seen before. Look at their posts on X. George Conway, democracy dies in cowardice. Keith Olbermann, nice try, Jeff Bezos. Trump will deport Lauren and then put you in the camps with the rest of us. Coward. Then you have Ted Lieu. The first step towards fascism is when the free press cowers in fear. Vicky Crane, Washington Post is just fine with fascism. Joan Walsh, I just canceled my subscription. They're all panicking right now because they realize that when Trump wins, they're going to be held accountable. This is not revenge. This is accountable for their crimes. And I do believe we are definitely going to see this. And again, if they haven't committed the crime, they did nothing wrong, they have nothing to worry about. But from all these messages that they've been putting out here saying that Trump's going to round everyone up, it means they're guilty of something, because an innocent person doesn't say something like this unless you're guilty of a crime. And they know they are. They'll lie about it. They'll tell you they're not. I mean, look at all the criminals that are on trial. They always say they're innocent. That's what they do, because criminals normally, what do? They lie. Now, you might have one or two that are truly innocent, but the majority, they lie. And they'll continue to lie to the very, very end. Now, what's very interesting is we could see that things are really heating up out in the Middle East. Israel, they've launched retaliatory strikes against Iran. And there are explosions near the Iranian capital of Tehran. And they are now hitting missile factories and other targets. Russia is out there. Putin is out there saying, listen, if you're going to attack Iran, this is an act of war. And Russia might be getting involved in this. So as we move forward, we can see things are really starting to heat up. And especially with what's happening out in Ukraine, because North Korean soldiers have been brought to the front lines. The U.S. now is saying, well, if North Korea is going to get involved, this is a red line. U.S. Representative Mike Turner put this out and said, why has the Biden-Harris administration failed to actively brief Congress about the movement of North Korean troops into Russia? Today, I sent a letter to President Biden demanding that his administration give House Intel answers and that the use of North Korea troops against Ukraine must be a red line for the United States and NATO. So right there, you can see that the war drums are getting louder and louder every single day. And all you need is one thing to go wrong, and we have entered World War III. And I do believe this is why Trump is continually out there letting everyone know that he can calm the situation down. And I do believe we're going to see war start to really pick up now as we get closer and closer to the election. I wouldn't be surprised if we see some type of an event or something where the deep state players can shift the narrative and actually show that Kamala can handle things when things are going to completely and utterly fall apart around her during this period of time. Because I think she's going to build up the war rhetoric, making it look like she's tough. And Trump is going to be building up the peace narrative, saying we don't have to do this. It could be very, very peaceful. Now, Trump, he's prepared for Madison Square Garden. People have been lining up to see him. And I do believe this is going to be absolutely incredible. And what's very interesting is Mayor Eric Adams, he stepped forward to defend Trump against the dangerous rhetoric from Kamala Harris, saying that he's Adolf Hitler and a fascist. And the mayor, he's saying, listen, we can protect Madison Square Garden. We protect events like this. But let's see how this all plays out. And this is very, very interesting. Remember, the deep state players, they went after Adams because in the very, very beginning, when the illegals were coming to New York, he was speaking out against this and he didn't like it. I'm not saying he's a good guy or anything like that. He has a lot of skeletons in the closet. And you could see the deep state players, they used it against him. But it's very interesting in what he is saying. And we'll have to see how Madison Square Garden goes. Hopefully everything is peaceful and the crazies are pushed back and nothing happens. Now, the other thing that's very interesting is that Kamala Harris, she had a rally in Houston with Beyonce. Now, this is the rally that she attended because, once again, Joe Rogan asked her to come on. She rejected that, and Trump went on to Joe Rogan, and he just blew everything out of the water. He got millions and millions of views. And what's very interesting is that they were telling everyone that Beyonce was going to be there. And of course, everyone thought she was going to sing. She was going to have a performance. This is how they got all the people into the area that they were having the rally. And Beyonce, well, she didn't perform. And people were pissed off. People were very, very angry. And it looks like they did the old bait and switch here. But the other thing that's very interesting is that Beyonce stole what Amber Rose said at the RNC and basically told the same exact story. Take a listen to what was said.
I'm not here as a celebrity. I'm not here as a politician. I'm here as a mother. A mother who cares deeply about the world my children and all of our children live in.
My name is Amber Rose. I'm a model and entrepreneur. Thank you. But most importantly, I'm a mother. My whole world revolves around providing for my children, keeping them safe, and giving them an opportunity for a better life. That's something that unites all American parents, whether we're Republicans, Democrats, conservatives, or liberals. We all want a better country for our children.
And Amber Rose is accusing her of stealing what she said at the RNC. Absolutely unbelievable. These people, they don't have an original thought. They have to basically take what everyone else is saying and everything has to be scripted. And during the rally, we had the doctors out there talking about abortion. They're all up on stage and there was a medical emergency. And of course, you know, the doctors who take a Hippocratic Oath, they ran up there. No, none of them did. They didn't run up there. They didn't help. Joey Manarino put this out and said, this is the Kamala campaign in a nutshell. She brought up all these doctors to say how much they love and support abortion. Someone in the crowd had a medical emergency and called for medics. Not one of the abortion doctors helped them. They just sat there. You're going to be okay. As a doctor, and you've taken this oath. Yes, I know they're used to killing people, but you've taken an oath. You would think one of them would have said, excuse me, I have to go see what's happening with this person. I'm going to run up there. Not one of them. Absolutely unbelievable. But since we're talking about abortion, Trump, he put this out on Truth. Abortion has dropped way down as an issue. States are already giving it to the people to vote, which is what everyone wanted. Like Ronald Reagan, I believe in the exceptions for rape, incest, and the life of the mother. Many states are already done. Others are moving to vote now. A 52-year contentious issue will finally be coming to a close. The focus now is on the broken border, inflation, and the economy. And you could see that Michelle Obama, who's campaigning for Kamala, she is now begging the men to vote for Kamala. But it's not going well. And once again, the men aren't voting for Kamala because she's black, even though she's not black. And they're not voting for her because she's a woman. They're not voting for her because her policies are awful. Her policies are not helping the country. So it doesn't matter if this was a white man, a black man, a white woman. If they were pushing these policies, men wouldn't be voting for this person. And if they're trying to use skin color, if they're trying to use their racist tactics, well, they are the racists then. And I think everyone's starting to see this. Now, the other thing that's very interesting is that since there's no proof that Kamala has worked at McDonald's, and even McDonald's has said this, and, you know, Obama and Kamala, they're trying to say, no, she did work there. They decided to basically Photoshop a picture and show that, look, she did work at McDonald's. And they put Kamala's face on a woman's body that had a McDonald's uniform. This was done back in the 70s. But the thing that's very, very interesting about this, and Andy Noe put this out, is that they superimposed the picture of Kamala onto a woman who passed away from cancer in 2007. And that is absolutely disgusting. And what's very interesting about this, why did they have to use a white woman to put Kamala's face on the body? Why didn't they take a black woman? Oh, that's right, because she's not black. And I can't believe they just use a dead woman's image to try to trick the people. But again, it has completely and utterly failed, just like everything else that they're trying to do. And you know what's very interesting? Kamala's continually out there telling everyone that she's prosecuted transnational criminals and she should know. Well, Jeff Clark is continually looking into this. And you know what he can find? Absolutely nothing. This is what he put out on X. Kamala Harris is a fraud. As the NRO article shows, she claims she prosecuted hundreds of cases, then dialed back to 50, then dialed back to under 30. The reality is that she did no more than 10 cases. And if you credit her boss, Hallinan, she did only one case in San Francisco, not two. And that drops her total down to 9 cases over a 10-year span. And that includes civil cases she tried, which I've already been told, though a records act, through a records act of request to San Francisco, there's no record of her having done a civil trial while working for the city attorney's office. And of course, no one can locate any transcripts of this in this universe of 9 cases either. Kamala's track record of doing trials is case of the incredible shrinking track record. And no one has been able to prove to me that she first chaired a single one of her 9 trials. So I guess everything is about her is one gigantic lie. And I think everyone's realizing that it's one gigantic lie. She's never told the truth yet. And what we've come to find out is that the polling in New York, well, it's historically low for Kamala Harris. And you haven't seen this in a very, very long time. Election Wizard put this out and said, Harris only leads Trump 66% to 27% in New York City, which would be the worst Democratic performance since 1988. Election Wizard responded to his own post and said, if Trump does this well in New York City, his odds of winning the popular vote shoot through the roof. Absolutely. And we could see that, well, Biden, he is out there telling everyone that, attention, patriots, you see what's happening out there? COVID, monkeypox, bird flu, the threats are constant, and we're not getting the full story from those in power. But here's the truth. You don't have to sit back and rely on them to protect you. Dr. Vladimir Zelenko, the fearless physician who advised the Trump administration and saved countless lives with his at-home treatments, has created Z-Stack, the original all-natural at-home preventative vitamin for COVID, flu, and other viral illnesses. This isn't just another supplement. It's a powerhouse blend of quercetin, zinc, vitamin C, and vitamin D, specifically designed to fortify your immune system and keep you ready for anything. Imagine the confidence of knowing you're protected and prepared, taking your health into your own hands. This is about more than just vitamins. It's about freedom and taking back control. So don't wait for someone else to tell you what to do. Take action now. Go to ZStackLife.com and grab your bottle of Z-Stack today. Use promo code X22 at checkout to save 20%. Protect yourself, protect your family, and stay strong with Z-Stack. Once again, ZStackLife.com and use code X22 or click the link in the description. She's dead and buried. That it's over for her. Jack Poso put this out and says, Biden is telling advisors the election is dead and buried and called Kamala an innate sucker. So right there, they know that she can't win this. And remember, she needed some votes from her base. They can't make it up with ballots. Now, Biden knows this. Obama knows this. They all know this. They're not stupid. They know that they need certain votes and they have to make up the difference with ballots, especially now with early voting. This is going to make it very, very difficult for them to cheat. They just can't throw all the ballots in there. And they realize this and they know that this is going to be completely and utterly impossible. And I do believe this is why they're shifting everything to maybe right before the election or after the election, where they're going to build up war and they're going to build up chaos with cyber attacks and other things. I think that's still basically on the board here. I think they're still prepared and ready to manipulate the elections. That's going to lead to war. And I do believe they're going to be building the war narrative right before the election. And I think this is why Trump might have said, listen, she's not campaigning like she did before. She's holding back. And it might be because they realize there's no way she can do this. So it doesn't make a difference what they do, how much they beg the people. They know it's not going to make a difference. Plus, people already early voted. And now we come to find out, maybe this is also what he meant, is that news stories, they've been holding back a story about Kamala. George Santos put this out and said, "My source alleges that the New York Times is holding back info and not reporting on a story due to fear it will hurt VP Harris on the final days of the campaign trail. This story allegedly places her at attendance of a white party hosted by Diddy a few years back in which there was bad behavior taking place by some other guests. Furthermore, I've spoken with an insider at NBC, and they tell me that NBC similarly had a story of VP Harris that pertains to Diddy, and they have yet to run it. After the viral video 2 days ago, a person reached out to me from the Washington Post saying they're sitting on Diddy-related Kamala stories. The VP was not the subject of the alleged investigation journalism into Diddy and was accidentally found in attendance at a white party years back. Here are some questions. Why did Harris then not question the behavior she saw? Why didn't she do something at the top cop of San Francisco at the time? What about Me Too? So many questions. So many allegations being casted. Why is the media not publishing this? I want a fair reporting stream, and the American people deserve to know what's really out there about both candidates. This feels like the Hunter Biden laptop story from 2020, only this time they're allegedly concealing the story in a distinctive, systematic form." And he's absolutely right. And you can see they are definitely panicking. Wall Street Silver put this out, and he's pointing to an article that says, "Inside the Democratic implosion, as Kamala's team is gripped by fear and vibes drain away, nobody should be even slightly optimistic right now." Wall Street Silver responded to this and said, "The panic is setting in. They're realizing that the amount of cheating needed to win is so huge that it would not be plausible." And he's absolutely right. They're screwed at this point. And what's very interesting is that Kamala's staffers, they want her to do the Rogan experience. And there's no way that she's going to be able to sit there like Trump for 3 hours. Because basically, during this process, it shows you who the person really is. Mike Benz put this out and said, "The magic of the Rogan experience is that it reveals the person for who they really are. Kamala can't do Rogan because you can escape yourself for 3 minutes, but you can't escape yourself for 3 hours. Elon Musk responded, said, "Exactly." And when you look at what happened with Rogan's podcast with Trump on there, he had something like 22.4 million views, 1.3 million likes, 361,000 comments, and that's just day one on YouTube. It's an absolute blowout. And remember, this podcast happened at the same exact time they were having the rally for Kamala, and people were pissed off and angry because Beyonce didn't sing, and people were booing and screaming. And that should tell you everything you need to know. And there's no way that Kamala can do Rogan because she would be destroyed. And I don't even think she can handle it for 3 hours unscripted. It would be a nightmare for her. This is why she doesn't do these things. Now, as we approach the election, we know that the elections are manipulated. Yes, people cheat. They use the machines. They use the ballots. You have criminals that are helping out with this. Remember, for a system to cheat in the election, you just can't have the machines themselves. You just can't have the ballots. You need people to direct it all and to cover up the crime. Without them, you can't actually do the cheating. James O'Keefe put this out on X and said, "Maricopa election training tapes emerge. Maricopa County election trainers admit poll workers cannot stop third-party ballot harvesting. It's not our job to police that. OMG citizen journalists are on the inside recording Maricopa County election trainings. We're not any type of law enforcement," said Maricopa County election trainer Amy Bricker when undercover O'Keefe Media Group journalists questioned how poll workers should respond to ballot harvesting during election training. When asked if poll workers can call out illegal activity, Bricker stated, "No, you cannot." So why are they there? During the training, one OMG citizen journalist raised concerns. "We had a couple instances during the primary where someone brought in a stack of ballots. My question is, are we allowed to say anything?" Bricker's response was clear. As long as the ballot is signed and dated, we don't get involved. Election trainers confirm that even if ballots are harvested illegally, if it's signed by the owners, it's valid, raising serious questions about the integrity of the voting process. Additionally, OMG Citizens journalist discovered that the Department of Justice federal agents will be stationed inside the polling centers across Maricopa County. When questioned why, Bricker responded they could be following up on lawsuits or monitoring things for the election. Why would the federal government be on the ground? Why would the FBI? Number one, are they trying to protect the cheating so nobody sees it? If anybody questions it, a lawyer, they're on the ground. They can intercept. Number two, do they have individuals on the ground to create chaos and they're there to protect those people that are creating the chaos? Remember, we have the RNC. They're going to have lawyers on the ground. And it looks like the criminals, they brought in the FBI and the DOJ. Very, very interesting. But out in Lancaster, Pennsylvania, we can see that officials, they've busted a large-scale fraudulent voter registration scheme that includes thousands of applications with the same handwriting, fake signatures, false addresses, etc. They discovered the same scheme in other Pennsylvania counties. George put this out and said, District Attorney Heather Adams revealed that the applications came from canvassers who were paid to obtain voter registrations, adding that the majority of the applications were from residents in the city of Lancaster. The canvasses themselves took place at various shopping centers, parking lots of grocery stores, and businesses, sidewalks, and parks. We are aware of at least two other counties that receive similar applications that are currently being investigated. If you listen closely, the DA said the clerk received the applications at or near the deadline to register to vote. That means the bad actors waited till the last minute so no one would notice. They would have used the fraudulent applications to commit mail-in ballot fraud without getting caught. We better check the entire state of Pennsylvania, and we better see arrests now. Absolutely. Rasmussen Reports responded to this and said, if the polling trend is accurate, and if Trump wins, he will have no mercy on 2024 election fraud participants. Anyone involved in anything remotely shady should make your excuses and get out now. Nobody is going to defend you. Absolutely. Michael Watley responds to what happened out in Pennsylvania. He said, yesterday, we learned of a potential fraudulent voter registration operation in Lancaster County, Pennsylvania. County officials worked with our on-the-ground election integrity team to identify the issue in real time and prevent fraudulent registration from being processed. This is a sign that our program is working. With more than 230,000 volunteers nationwide, we have capacity and expertise to identify and address issues before they become real problems. We commend the swift and strong reaction of Lancaster County officials and will work with local and state officials across the country to protect our elections. Stay vigilant and vote. And I think James O'Keefe has a really good idea. He is now shipping hidden cams to poll workers this week. He says if you're a poll worker, election judge, or election clerk who wants to record in your polling location, O'Keefe Media will ship you a specialized OMG hidden camera earlier this week ahead of the election. Send us an email with your contact information to tips@o'keefemediagroup.com, and we will determine if you're in a jurisdiction where it's legal to record and see if you qualify. I think every single election worker should wear a body cam, just like police officers do, so everyone can see what is going on there. And I think that should happen all across the country. So this way, everyone can see in real time what's happening in your local area, your state, and everything should be recorded. Now, the other thing that's really interesting, and True the Vote put this out, the Fifth Circuit Court rules all ballots must be received by Election Day. If any state laws has laws that allow ballots to be received and or counted after Election Day, they are now in direct violation of federal law. Now, the ruling from the Fifth Circuit Court is not for the entire country. I guess it could be interpreted that way, but it really isn't. It's really for Mississippi. Now, remember, the Fifth Circuit, their jurisdiction is over Mississippi, Louisiana, Texas. And the decision they made only impacts Mississippi. So it doesn't really cover the entire country. But think about how the deep state is actually most likely getting around this. Remember, they are criminals. They know if there's a law passed, they always use a workaround until they're caught. Remember how the game is played. So remember, they've told us, going back in time, that the post office might have trouble getting the ballots to the states. Remember the article came out of AP News and other places as election officials warn that widespread problems with the U.S. mail system could disrupt voting. So the question is, in this ruling of the Fifth Circuit, it says the states cannot process anything after Election Day. What happens if the post office says, yes, it's postmarked on Election Day, but we're having trouble distributing the ballots to the different states? Did it break the state's laws? Is it the states that are causing the problem? Or are they using the post office to delay everything? Think about this for a second. Think about how dirty and tricky and how evil they really are. So if the post office is saying, we have the ballots, we just can't get it to you, it's postmarked on the day, but we're going to have to take 2 or 3 days. Did they break a state law then? Think about it for a second. This is how they get around things. But the people know there's going to be cheating. They know that the post office is involved. They know that the states are involved. The election workers are involved. And they know that there's going to be cheating. How do we know this? Rasmussen reports put this out on X and said, and they asked the question, how likely is it that wider use of mail-in voting will lead to more cheating in elections? Very plus somewhat equals total likely. Dems, 44%. Independents, 57%. GOP, 79%. All 59% believe that mail-in voting will lead to more cheating in elections. So the people aren't fooled. The people know exactly what's going on. And I do believe this is why Trump and the Patriots had everyone vote early. I'm not saying everyone's doing it, but a lot of people are. Election Wizard put this out and said, Nevada Republicans extend their lead over Democrats in early voting and mail to an eye-popping 30,994 votes. Republicans, 242,000. Democrats, 211,000. And you can see this happening all across the country, which is allowing us to see how many people have voted, which is making it a lot difficult for the deep state players right now. And you could see that the LA Times, the Washington Post, the Teamsters, firefighters, even Warren Buffett, he is not endorsing anyone right now. He's not endorsing Harris. He's not endorsing Trump. So they're all falling in line and they're not endorsing anyone. Why? Because they're panicking. They realize, listen, there's no way that Kamala's going to win if we endorse her. How is this going to look? They're afraid. They're panicking. But out in Michigan, the Michigan Muslims, they proudly endorse Trump for president because they're saying that Trump, he wants peace in the Middle East. He promised peace in the Middle East. That should tell you everything you need to know. People want peace. They don't want war. And right now, and an election wizard put this out, Trump leads Harris 49-47% among Arab Americans. Biden won them by an estimated 61-36% in 2020. Kamala's poll numbers are dropping like a rock. You could see Michelle Obama, Barack Obama, the fake news, LA Times, Teamsters, Washington Post, everyone else, they're all panicked about this. And I have to say, the digital soldiers came together. They put out the story about the cybersecurity exercise that was going to be held in Atlanta. And all of a sudden, they decided not to have it. Now, this doesn't mean that everything's called off. It just means look at the power. Just by pointing to them and what they're about to do, they backed off. Of course, they said it was all disinformation. Garland Favorito put this out and said, AFCEA has canceled its Election Day cyber threat exercise and Homeland Security Conference due to a rapid and unanticipated rise in rhetoric and threats stemming from disinformation about the purpose of the event and its proximity to Election Day. What disinformation? They planned to do this on that day. But again, did they just actually just cancel it? No, they actually canceled that day and they rescheduled it for a different day. And we know what they were about to do, which is very interesting that in Georgia there was a cyber attack and they were planning an exercise. So now what do you think they're doing? Most likely they're regrouping right now. And we could see that as we get closer to the presidential election, and I do believe it's been very, very quiet if you really think about it. Think about all the things that happened before the election in 2020. This time around, it's been very, very quiet, which means they got something planned. I'm talking about the deep state players. Now, Trump and the Patriots, they already know this. They know they have things planned. This is why Trump is saying certain things. Like Trump came out, and Trump Warren put this out and said, to make Kamala president would be to gamble with the lives of millions. She would get us into World War III because she is too grossly incompetent to do the job. And then all of your sons and daughters will end up getting drafted to fight her never-ending wars. He's letting you know what is coming. And what's very interesting is that Dan Scavino put this out. It's a picture of Trump. He's wearing a gold tie, dark suit, dark hat, which says Make America Great Again, and he's in the shadows. And down below it says 10 days, Make America Great Again. 10 days. And this was put out at 12:34. MAGA Brittany breaks it down, puts out a thread on X, and this is what it says. Great catch by Just Like Gizmo. Dan Scavino's post of a darkened Trump with the quote 10 days leads us to post 88, which was posted on 11/5 back in 2017. The November 5th election is in 10 days. That's very, very interesting. So it says 10 days, darkness. Q starts off by saying 10 days, then darkness on the following sentence line. And Anon later asks Q when the 10 days of darkness would be. And that's in post 282. Q responded, shut down. If you go to look at post 2726, it also mentions 10 days. Be alert next 10 days. False flag attempts may be carried out in an attempt to change narrative. Negative optics against deep state. High possibility of multiple day coverage event forcing pause on news. See something, say something. So is this going to be pictures of Kamala at the parties? Is this why they're going to have to shift the narrative? Maybe, maybe not. She continues. Post 2615 mentions shutdown and points out that any reports of power grid attacks should be disregarded, also known as fake news. So are they going to build the narrative that there are cyber attacks and that's why the grids are shutting down? Interesting. Yesterday, the FBI and CISA put out a joint statement that the People's Republic of China attacked U.S. infrastructure and that it's still being investigated, which means it's the deep state players. This also comes out on the same day Israel did a retaliation strike on Iran, as well as North Korea reported sending troops into Russia to help with Ukraine. House Intel Representative Mike Turner said that the U.S. should consider direct military action in Ukraine. So with the relevant news about China, Russia, Ukraine, Iran, Israel, the media is painting the picture that potential World War III is about to break out. This is the multiple day coverage event that could force other news to pause from now until the election. Back to post 88. The mainstream media will use scare tactics to keep us distracted. Distracted from what? Well, if these are falling and ours are walking away removed, it seems that we could see the House arguing about whether or not the U.S. should assist in any part of the war. That's what I would expect. But if the war is a scare tactic, distraction, that causes people to walk away, this really could be setting the stage to start making arrests. The good ones would need to get out of the way, and this would allow that. Post 88 brings up Saudi Arabia. Yesterday, Saudi Arabia condemned Israel's strikes on Iran, while the U.S. State Department offered to sell missiles to Saudi Arabia for their defense against Iran. Post 88 then highlights Trump's latest tweet he made before he left for his trip to Saudi Arabia on May 20, 2017. What was the last tweet by POTUS prior to Saudi Arabia? Trump's last tweet before leaving for Saudi Arabia was this weekly address where he talked about uniting, working with other countries, building friendships, removing the terrorists. And that happened on May 20, 2017, which is very, very interesting. So why is this tweet, weekly address to the American people, relevant? Because he laid out exactly what he was going to do in order to bring peace to the Middle East. Where is POTUS on date of this Q drop? On 11/5/2017, Trump was with our military at Yokota Air Base in Tokyo. Very, very interesting. Trump negotiated peace and is always surrounded by the military. In my opinion, the Democrats need this war to distract us from the election. A war could potentially cause people to be afraid to get out and vote. Is this why Trump has been promoting early voting? A war could potentially cause the election to pause or allow the D's to sneak in and try to steal it while we're busy distracted by worldwide chaos. It is also my opinion that the good guys who are watching everything very closely could use this type of election fraud and interference to open the doors to arrests. Not to mention, we're still waiting on photo of Hussein. I guarantee one of these countries, Israel, Iran, Russia, China, North Korea, has that photo and will release if the U.S. upsets one of them while they're at war. As a side note and more confirmation, Dan Scavino posted this at 1234, 1234, post 88, Saudi Arabia 1, U.S. 2, Asia 3, EU 4. So let's really think about this. As we approach the election, Trump just said, if Kamala gets in, your sons, your daughters will be drafted. Then Scavino put this out saying 10 days of darkness, 10 days before the election. And we know that they're most likely going to try to use a cyber attack to interfere in the election. So I do believe all of this is about to happen. And I do believe that the quiet time that we're in right now is going to become very, very noisy. I think we're going to see chaos. And what's very interesting is that a study was conducted by Rasmussen Reports. And 51% of American voters think there'll be violence if Harris is elected president. And the study also shows that 47% of voters think a violent reaction will occur if Trump gets elected. So basically, the people of this country on both sides believe that there's going to be some type of violence. And I think this is what the deep state players actually wanted. And this is why they've been building this up. And this is why they've been putting out the rhetoric that Trump is Adolf Hitler, because they're basically empowering their base to get angry. And they're hoping by interfering in the election with war, with their cyber attack, where they're saying we don't know who the winner is, they're trying to get the Trump supporters very, very angry. They want both sides angry because, again, they're panicked because they can't win the election. But I think in the end, what we're going to see is we're going to see that all of this is going to show the people that the elections, they're not secure. They can be manipulated, that there is cheating that goes on. And this could have happened in multiple elections going back in time. And what happens if other proof is then brought out into the open showing that the same thing happened in 2022 and 2020? I do believe all of this is going to be coming together and the people are going to see the truth that our election systems are not secure. And if they're not secure, what do we do at this point? If there is cheating, if people can manipulate the elections, do we have to do the elections over? Does the SAVE Act have to be passed during this period of chaos? I do believe all the pieces are coming together, and I do believe the people are going to see that we are the majority. The people want Trump, and the fake news, the criminals, they've been lying to us every step of the way from the very, very beginning. And once the people see that the majority of the people, I'm saying 80, 90% of the people want Trump, I think the awakening is then completed. And the people are going to realize that the fake news with all these polls and everything else, it's been one gigantic lie. Now, again, we have to remember that we're coming into a period of time where the deep state players, they're panicking. There's panic in DC right now. And they're afraid. Just what happens when you trap a wild animal? They'll do anything they possibly can to get out of the corner, out of the trap. They're going to do the same exact thing. But I think Trump, the Patriots, they're actually prepared for all this. I think they want to show the people, just like open borders, just like a failing economy, just like war out in the Middle East and out in Ukraine, just like a two-tier justice system, people now are going to see the truth about the elections and who the criminals really are. And I believe this is all about to happen. And I do believe the Patriots, they're in control of the situation. And I do believe they put certain safeguards into place. And when I say this, I don't mean at the local level. I mean, it's a big country. The cities, they can't protect every single person. What they can protect against is a nuclear explosion destroying an entire city. They can protect us where we actually don't go to war, because I think Trump has already prepped all of this. Viktor Orban has been reinforcing this as he toured around and talked to the leaders. I think they can protect us that way. But on a local level, It's very, very difficult to do. I think what they did was they made sure that the deep state couldn't have another 9/11 incident where we have a nuclear explosion in this country and a city is completely decimated. I think that's what they are protecting us against. But we might see events at the local level where, unfortunately, people might get hurt because you can't protect everything in this country. Because, again, you have the police, you have local police, you have people on the ground in different areas. So I do believe they know what's going to happen. They understand this. And I think the people are going to see all of this play out. And I think people are going to really wake up and they're going to see that the elections, they've been manipulated for a very long time. And the deep state players, all these people have been lying to us. And I think as the war approaches, and if all this holds true, people are going to have to make a decision. Do we go to war or do we have peace? And I think just like the Muslims up in Michigan, they want peace. I think the people of this country are going to say peace, and it's going to bring more and more people to Trump. And everything the deep state is trying to do is going to fail. And Trump is going to be the winner in the end. The people are going to be the winner in the end. Why? Because the Patriots are in control. Listen, everyone, thanks a lot for listening. Be well, be safe, and especially be prepared. Thanks a lot.